You are listening to Say Something with Yasi Koti on Boston Free Radio.
We need emotional content. Try again.
If you see something, say something.
I said emotional content, not anger. Now try again with me.
How did it feel to you?
Let me think.
Don't think. Feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Do you understand? Never take your eyes off your opponent, even when you bow. That's it.
Hello. Welcome to a new year. The dragon year. I want to present you with this New Year Dragon Dance. Isn't it gorgeous? Happy New Year. We must welcome Dragon, the most powerful, auspicious sign of the zodiac, associated with high energy and prosperity. This is a special year. This happens once every 60 years. It is the sign of the water dragon. And everybody's year will change from the bad to good. And in general, in the dragon years, there is more prosperity in the world economy. Does a little better. I want to welcome you. And if you're a dragon, they say you're everything. Let us celebrate together. You can call me at any time and tell me your New Year's Dragon Revolution. My number is 617-454-4237. We've got lots of excitement today for you. Along with the dragon, I like to witness to you my favorite movie, Enter the Dragon.
The secret chambers of an evil island empire.
We can penetrate it together.
He lives like a king on that island. Totally self-sufficient.
A fortress without walls. Protected by an invincible army that needs no ordinary weapons. This is Enter the Dragon. The first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. John Saxon is Roper. He was in it.
If you haven't seen this movie yet, I suggest you rush to your Netflix, your DVD player, your VCR, or your YouTube, and watch this video.
I'm hoping you'll join us.
I'm hoping
in the United States
that you,
want me to
join us.
Roper, Williams, and Lee. Just when they think they've broken the secret of the island, they find there is no escape from the inscrutable Han.
Yes.
Warner Brothers presents Enter the Dragon, where the world's greatest martial arts athletes meet the ultimate challenge.
I also, later today, will play for you the top 10 moments of Enter the Dragon, the memorable scenes from the movie. They're very powerful to watch, just like this here. What will the year bring us? Well, a lot say that there's going to be a baby boom, not only in China and Taiwan, but in other Asian countries as well, because dragons are everything, and dragons are special. They are full of energy. They believe they can conquer the world. They are magical. And they are a snake without a head. The dragon holds many special significances.
If you see something, say something. If you see something,
it is seen as the most powerful Imalti King and God, because it's made up of many different parts of the animal, such as a tiger, a fish, a snake, and an eagle. The Chinese dragon was not seen as threatening evil, being as we do in the West, but a symbol of power, superiority, and rule. You can see many sculptures of a dragon everywhere you look. Born in the year of the dragon, they usually stand out and are powerful and wise. There is a certain, as we shall say, aura about them. I know, because I happen to be one of them. Dragons are certainly not shy. They demand attention and respect. The dragon is a symbol of power. Therefore, born under the sign tends to be a doer. They do things and achieve power by getting things done. A dragon can breathe out fire. So, if you're a dragon, you can be hot-headed. And watch out if you make them angry. But the dragon has a soft underbelly. And so, If you're a dragon, you have a soft spot. And they may get angry at someone who annoys them, but they also show great compassion to people in need. And dragons, they have a long tongue, which is often seen. I know, because I stick out my tongue very much. I do. And they also have sharp tongues. And they will say things that can be quite sarcastic and a bit biting. And they are very confronting. But you can reach the soft heart. They are worthy allies. And what happens if you are born under this water dragon sign this year of 2010? Such people double their efforts in whatever they do, whether it be the work, education, or other projects. Their natural talent and abilities shall stand out with greater results. However, watch out for that temper and keep it in check. Do not spoil for your good work. That is what the year of the dragon shall bring to us. Let us watch some Dragon Ball Z attack moves. With the power of the finger. It was a powerful attack. I've never seen so much power shoot from one man's finger. Amazing. I want to talk to you also about a little thing I call self-knowledge. Problems of the world are so colossal and so very complex that to understand and so to resolve them, one must approach them in a very simple and direct manner. And simplicity, directness, do not depend on outward circumstances. No on our particular prejudice and moves. As I was pointing out, the solution is not to be found through conferences and blueprints, or through the substitution of leaders for old and so on. The solution obviously lies in the creator of the problem, in the creator of the mischief, the creator of the hate, and of the enormous misunderstanding that exists between the human beings. The creator of this mischief and these problems is the individual, you and I, and not the world as we think of it. The world is your relationship with another, and the world is not something separate from from you and me? The world and society is the relationship that we establish or seek to establish between each other. So you and I are the problem, and not the world. Because the world is a projection of ourselves. And to understand the world, we must understand ourselves. The world is not separate from us. We are the world, and our problems are the world's problems. This cannot be repeated too often because we are so sluggish in our mentality that we think that the world's problems are not our business and that they have to be resolved by the United Nations or by our president, or by substituting new leaders for the old. It is a very dull mentality that thinks like that, because we are responsible for this frightful misery and confusion in the world, this ever-impending war. To transform the world, we must transform ourselves. And what is important in beginning with ourselves is the intention. The intention must be to understand ourselves and not to leave others to transform themselves or bring about a modified change through revolution, either the left or the right. It is important to understand that this is our responsibility, yours and mine, because however small may be the world we live in, if we can transform ourselves and bring about a radically different point of view in our daily existence, then perhaps we can affect the world at large, the extended relationship with others. As I said, we are going to try and find out the process of understanding ourselves. And my friends, this is not an isolating process. It is not withdrawal from the world, because you cannot live in isolation. Is to be related, and there is no such thing as living in isolation. It is the lack of right relationship that brings about conflict and misery and our strife. However small our world may be, if we can transform our relationship in that narrow world, it will be like a wave extending outward all the time. I think it is important to see that point, that the world is our relationship. However narrow, and if we can bring a transformation there, not a superficial but radical transformation, then we shall begin actively to transform the world. Real revolution is not according to any particular pattern, either that at the left or the right, but it is a revolution of values, a revolution from sinate values to the values that are not sinate or created by environmental influences. To find the true values which will bring about radical revolution, a transformation or regeneration, is essential to understand oneself. Self-knowledge is the beginning of wisdom, and therefore the beginning of transformation or regeneration. And to understand oneself, there must be the intention to understand. And that is where our difficulty comes in. Although most of us are discontented, we desire to bring about a sudden change. Our discontent is canalized merely to achieve a certain result, being discontented. We either seek a different job or merely succumb to environment. Discontent, instead of settling us aflame, causing us to question life, the whole process of existence is canalized. And therefore, we become mediocre, losing our drive in that intensity to find out the whole significance of existence. Therefore, it is important to discover these things for ourselves, because self-knowledge cannot be given to us by another, and it cannot be found through any book, and it cannot be found through listening to me. We must discover, and to discover there must be the intention and search and inquiry. And so long as that intention is to find out and inquire deeply, it's weak or does not exist. Mere assertion or casual wish to find out about ourselves is about very little significance. Thus, the transformation of the world is brought about by the transformation of oneself, because the self is the product and part of total process of human existence. To transform oneself, self-knowledge is essential. And without knowing what you are, there is no basis for the right thought, and without knowing yourself, there cannot be transformation. Okay. inside the door. Please enjoy.
Guest is the man who taught karate, judo, and Chinese boxing to James Garner, Steve McQueen, Lee Marvin, and James Coburn. The newest Mandarin superstar, known in the West for his appearances in Batman, The Green Hornet, Ironside, and Longstreet. His name is Bruce Lee, and he doesn't even speak Mandarin. And here's Pierre.
Well, how can you play in Mandarin movies if you don't even speak Mandarin? How do you do that?
First of all, I speak only Cantonese.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is quite a difference as far as pronunciation and things like that.
So somebody else's voice is used, right?
Definitely.
You just make the words. Doesn't that sound strange when you go to the movies, especially in Hong Kong, in your own town, and you see yourself with somebody else's voice?
Well, not really, you see, because most of the Mandarin pictures down here are dubbed anyway.
They're dubbed anyway?
Anyway, in this regard. I mean, they shoot without sound. So it doesn't, you know, make any difference.
Your lips never quite make the right words, do they?
Well, that's where the difficulty lies, you see. I mean, in order to, because the Cantonese have a different way of saying things, you know, I mean, different from the Mandarin.
Yeah.
So I have to find, like, something similar to that that can keep a kind of a feeling going behind that. Something that matching the Mandarin did.
Like the old
Does it sound
days.
Complicated?
Like the old silent days. But I gather in the movies, maybe the dialogue is pretty stilted anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, see, to me, a motion picture is motion.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
You gotta keep the dialogue.
Your name is Yasi.
Yes, caller.
Yasi Goldie.
Yes, caller.
Hi, Yasi. This is Lisa Scrantham, and I just wanted to wish you happy 90 years of the Chinese light bulb movement.
What was that, caller?
I wanted to wish you a happy New Year's of the Chinese people.
Thank you, caller.
Say the secret of your
Thank
success
you.
In that movie, The Cross.
I'm celebrating by buying a bunch of new electronics.
You did your own fighting.
Yes, what kind of electronics?
As an expert in
are you buying
various martial arts
for the New Year?
What did you think of the fighting that you saw?
I'm buying an iPhone. And a new blender.
Were the made in China?
Yes, of course.
Caller, I did not know that iPhones were made in China.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're made in Shenzhen, China, which is much larger than the population of New York City. And I actually went there on vacation last year. I only saw the touristy parts, but apparently they have a giant photo factory that makes all the iPhones and all these wonderful electronics that we can enjoy. I mean, it's not too terribly good for the workers there. They put in 12 to 16-hour days and whatnot, but, you know, we need our iPhones.
Yes, we do. I don't even have an iPhone, but I know I need one.
Yes, we all need these things, and so there's that's the way that we get them. It's just how it should be, I suppose.
Yes.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Yes, and are you a dragon?
Am I at Target? No, I don't shop at Target.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I hear that Target is the most powerful being of the universe right now.
Oh, that's fascinating to know.
Yes.
Some of the people that work for me, they ride the bus to Target. But I wouldn't be seen in one, frankly. It's a little too germy for me. I like the air at Dusk's Fifth Avenue and Bloomingdale's. All those other sorts of places.
Yes. But I do hear they have those sanitation wipes for your shopping cart when you go to the Target, and you can wipe it down of all the germs.
Oh, that sounds nice. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll slum it, as they say. I'll go with my maid, Rosarita, and we'll go shop for sanitary napkins or whatever it is that people buy at Target.
Yes, Color. I myself have not been able to step into a Target yet, but I hear that's what people are shooting for.
That's just lovely. That's lovely.
And what do you plan on eating for this very special Chinese Dragon New Year's Day?
Well, tonight I'm planning a dinner with about 50 of my closest friends, and we're having fresh quail, which my servant is outside hunting right now, because we really can only eat meat that's been killed specially. So we're going to have some quail and some drinks beforehand, and then we're going to bring in some Chinese dancers and... I think there's going to be a giant dragon.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you get to hear my Chinese dragon dance? I will play it for you again.
Oh, please do. I do so love studies of indigenous and poor people. It was my major in college.
Yes. It is very skillful, this dance, which I am playing for you, right as we speak. Can you see the dragon as it enters your heart?
Yes, I can feel the dragon enter me.
Yes, as it penetrates your soul. Violet color. Become one with the dragon. Wow, that was so much fun, wasn't it, Color?
That's pretty amazing, Yasi. Thank you for allowing your dragon to enter me.
Anytime, Color, and I want to thank you for accepting my dragon.
What are you planning to eat for the year that you're having celebration?
I plan on sculpting a dragon out of the mashed potatoes that they serve to us in the cafeteria and smothering it with gravy. and then I shall get my straw and use it as the dragon's mouth and spit out orange crush to represent fire and water.
As I hope.
Yes. I am looking forward to the mashed potato goodness.
Fascinating. You should shoot a video of it and post it on YouTube or Vimeo, whatever it is you people do.
Hold on, Color. I have another call to conference with you. Hello, Color. Hello? Hello, Color. Hello?
Hello.
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 Gustave.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Gustave. Where have you been?
Oui, Gustave is here. How are you, my friend?
I am lonely without you, Gustave. And we have another call on the line.
Yes, I'm Lady Scrimpton.
Yes, Lady Scrimpton.
Nice to meet you.
Lady Swenson?
Lady Scrimpton. It's an old English name.
Oh, very nice. I am French and I am not supposed to like the English, but I like you, I think.
Well, I'm not supposed to like the French, so I'm on the fence right now about you. But I'll know better in a few minutes.
Yes, okay. Gustave is very wise. You can ask him anything about dragons, about entering dragons and the new year. And he will tell you no lie.
Yasi just allowed his dragon to enter me, and it was an amazing experience.
Oh, yeah. This is incredible. What did it feel like? Was it like a slimy thing, or something like the, like a tingle?
Very hot.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the golden energy is very warm inside. If you look and open up your heart, it's probably gold.
Oh, yes.
If my very wealthy husband could bottle it and sell it, I certainly would have him do so.
Yes.
This is one important thing about the dragon. You cannot capture the dragon. It is something that you experience, and it is in the moment, and then it is gone, and it is only what you remember and keep for yourself. It is not a commodity that you can sell on the market, the white and the black market. It is not possible.
No. Oh, yes. As I was doing my paper on in college, I was a major in the anthropology of poor and impoverished, miserable wretches. And I traveled to many parts of the world. And yes, I know very well of these experiences that you speak of that you can't bottle and buy and sell. They're just absolutely wonderful, and I'm very fascinated by how a person like me that comes privileged, who is very lucky, can experience the poor and wretched rituals and have such a wonderful, well-rounded experience without having to go through the misery of poor, of being poor. It's just wonderful for me.
Oh, yes, the poverty is the enemy. It's no good. And so this is great that someone who is all hoity-toity like you, and can I assume here that you have like a crazy hairdo like this?
You must be wearing those tight pants that they wear in Brooklyn.
No, I'm actually wearing a fur coat. It's so cold out. And I have just a fur coat per week, and I don't actually store them. I just leave them out in the woods so that they can decompose naturally when I'm done with them. Well, I don't. My servant does. But, you know, it's just, why should I have to wear the same old coat all season? I need to be seen in different things.
Oh, yes, Claire. Take over. I'm aside. They are looking for me.
I'm glad you appreciate it, Jesse.
Yes.
So what is the dragon? Can I ask a question? What is it the case in the France, each person has a dragon that is the spirit of the person, and this is the dragon that when they enter the person, it creates the most amazing experience. Is this what you're talking about, Yassi?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm also... I also... Oh no, shh. Please talk amongst yourself. There's someone outside my door.
No, it's present. You're in the room, right, Yassi?
What color? I don't know what's going on. I cannot see. I can only hear
be
the
careful.
Corpse.
Be careful, Yassi.
Yes. I do not want them to find my dragon.
Is somebody after your dragon?
Yes, everybody is after. They want me to enter them. But I can only enter so many people at so many times.
You need to be careful about who you enter.
Yes, I am.
Just put the bottle on the dragon to be safe.
What's happening now, Yassi?
I do not know. There's all these people around. And like, I can't even move.
Yassi, you are
you pinned to the floor?
What is that? Yes, I'm under the table.
Kick me. Kick me.
I'm under the table.
Oh dear. Maybe you should stick your hand outside to see if they're friendly.
No, emotional I'm not supposed to be here right now.
Oh. Maybe you should make a run for it.
No.
Are you in the room, Yassi?
There's
Are you on the room in the, on the top floor of the prison?
Yes.
I said emotional
you are.
Yes. Not anger. Everything's been going crazy since you left, Kustali. I don't know. Everybody has tight security. And they're all worried about piracy.
That's it.
How did it feel? This is just fascinating, Yassi. I want to write a paper about you.
Thank you.
Don't think. Be.
But don't think you should
like
be.
Away to the moon.
Just like a finger pointing to the moon.
Concentrate on the finger.
Don't concentrate on my finger. Or you'll miss that heavenly colony. Do you understand?
I think I'm going to devote a whole chapter about you in my new book.
And what is that new book called?
I think I want to call it Enter the Dragon.
Like the movie with Bruce Lee, huh?
Or Dragon that Enters, so that people don't get confused with the movie.
Yes. You should call it The Dragon That Enters. The Dragon.
I like that. The lifetime of the classic movie.
Yes, it's like a yin and yang. Or like the Pisces fish swallowing his tail.
Lovely, I'll have my graphic designer servant do something, send it off to you.
Yes. I am in prison somewhere, but I do not know where. I think it's like Guantanamo or something.
I'm going to go meet with a publisher about this right now. I just can't wait. I'm so excited about this project. I hope that you live so that I can interview you.
Thank you, Color. And I hope you will live and turn into a light body after December 21st, 2012.
Oh, I don't believe in the superstitions of the poor people like that, but I appreciate your sentiment.
And likewise, Color. Likewise. You have a heart
goodbye, Yassi, and goodbye, Gustave.
Goodbye, Color.
Goodbye.
Ladies grant them out.
Yes. And you scrap it out, Color. Gustave.
Oui, monsieur.
Where are you?
do not want to tell you over the phone, but I think that I can help you, because I have access near me to the electrical panel of the prison, and I do not want to say which level I am in, because people will find me.
Yes.
But if you want, I can turn out the electricity in the prison for maybe just a moment, and
yes,
this will give you some safety.
Yes, Gustave, are you planning on a prison break?
No, I cannot leave now. I cannot leave yet. And I will not leave you in the prison.
But
I am not in my cell. They do not know where I am. This is what's, why I must not speak too much about it.
Yes, I understand. Hush, hush. I know, because I am in a secret room as well, which I told you about, and you used to come and visit me.
Of course. Do you want me? I will pull this panel. In front of me is an electrical panel, and there is a big bar with a red thing on it, and it looks, if I pull this down, the electricity will be out. I'm sure they will correct it very soon, but maybe it will give you a moment.
Yes, maybe they will leave the room.
Okay, you want me to pull the lever?
Yes, please. Please pull.
Okay, I am pulling the lever now. Get ready, Yossi. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, I can talk again. Oh, yeah.
Are they leaving?
Yes, thank God. I was getting tired of being crushed to the floor under this little desk where the people put their feet and they're resting on the computer.
Careful, yes. There are people coming, oh no. There are people who have figured out that I have pushed the panel.
You better hide, Gustav. Don't let them see you.
I must go now. Oh, yes, good luck, I have to go.
Take care, Gustav. Good luck with you. I will see you soon, Gustav.
Okay, my dragon says hello to your dragon. Goodbye, Yossi.
Goodbye. I want to dedicate this special song to all of you. I'm working out right now with nunchucks. It was amazing.
And ask me to teach them not so much of how to defend themselves or how to do somebody in. Rather, they want to learn to express themselves through some movement, be it anger, be it determination, or whatsoever. So in other words, what I'm saying, therefore, is that he is paying me to show him, in combative form, the art of expressing the human body.
Which is acting, in a sense, isn't it?
Yes.
Personality and duplicate him. Now, that seems to me that that is the prevalent thing happening in Hong Kong. like they always copy mannerism, but they never start from the very root of his being, and that is, how can I be me?
Exactly.
That's it. How did it feel to you?
It felt so good.
Let me think.
Don't think. Feel.
One must know oneself as one is, and not as one wishes to be, which is merely an ideal, and therefore fictitious, unreal. It is only that which is that can be transformed, not that which you wish to be.
I do not believe that there is such thing as like Chinese way of fighting or the Japanese way of fighting or whatever way of fighting, because unless human being have three arms and four legs, we will have a different form of fighting. But basically we have only two hands and two feet, so styles tends to not only separate man, you know, because they have their own doctrines, and then the doctrine became the gospel truth, you know, that you cannot change, you know. And but if you do not have styles, if you just say, well, here I am, you know, as a human being, how can I express myself totally and completely? Now that way you won't create a style, because style is a crystallization, you know. I mean, that way it's a process of continuing growth.
You still think of yourself Chinese, or do you ever think of yourself as North American?
You know what I want to think of myself? As a human being. Because, I mean, I don't want it sounds like, you know, as Confucius say, but under the sky, under the heaven, man, there is but one family. It just so happened, man, that people are different. I said, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend, like that, you see?
No, I see, I get the idea. Uh-huh.
As you go on with the Chinese new dragon here, take in these words of wisdom and be yourself. Be the world. Be aware. And be free from all beliefs. Thank you for listening to Say Something with me, Yasikoti. I will see you next week.
If you see something, say something.